7 men have been jailed for sexually abusing young children, including babies, in what the judge described as evil crimes beyond human instinct. The longest sentence, that of 24 years, was handed to Robin Hollison from Bedfordshire, who befriended parents to get close to their children. Andrew Quinn is the regional head of the National Crime Agency, which investigated the case. He says it's the worst case he's ever seen in nearly 28 years as a police officer.
I can safely say that this is the most vile paedophile ring that I've ever encountered. The offences were absolutely disgusting and absolutely made me feel sick. Clearly what this identifies is that no matter what lengths they go to avoid detection, so even by selecting victims, in this case a baby and young infants who obviously can't raise an alarm themselves, that they are not untouchable. The National Crime Agency sees this as a key threat and we will continue to rigorously investigate these sort of crimes.
I get this. The crimes were uncovered last year after one of the men contacted the police to admit that he had abused a child. Peter Garsden is from the National Association of Child Abuse Lawyers. Peter, good evening to you. And I am so sorry to always call you when these horrible things happen. Good evening to you.
Good evening.
You see, what strikes me about this case, I mean, there are things in terms of when you see the lineup of the 7 people, which I'm sure we'll get into at a later stage. But what strikes me about this is, A, the person gave themselves up, and B, he seemed to indicate that there were up to 40 other people who were doing the same thing.
Yes, I mean, when you've been dealing with this type of work for the last 20 years, nothing shocks you, but certainly this is one of the most shocking cases I've ever heard of. It's not the first time I've heard of men abusing babies. It's hard to believe that that sort of thing is even remotely attractive to anybody, but it is. It's a category of perversion that does exist, and you know, I've heard of it before, and thankfully it's been given a very severe sentence.
Right. Well, you work in it, so you're a special guy because you're probably, whilst affected by it, not affected in the same way as a lay person. And I want to ask you this. Listen, if you want to join the mafia, you've got to go through all sorts of tests. We talk about gangs on this show all the time, and you've got to go through initiation processes. How do you even begin to approach somebody with something this horrific without the fear that they might be a police officer, a lawyer, or a concerned citizen?
I mean, I think this is a testament to the evils of the internet, because it's far easier to contact people who you don't know through the internet than before computers existed. So hence why networks of people all over the world can share vile information very easily. They need nothing more than a computer and some knowledge of IT.
Well, that's fine, but I can almost accept that. But here we've got the Hollinsons from Bedfordshire, Christopher Knight from Manchester, Matthew Stansfield from Hampshire, Adam Toms from Somerset, John Denham from Wiltshire, Matthew Liss from East Sussex, and David Harsley from East Yorkshire. These are all people in England.
Yes, well, it's not only England, it's people all over the world that share internet porn that they find interesting and pay large sums of money for it. So, you know, there is a financial motive, and there's only one way to obtain such information, that's to commit crime. It's vile, and but thankfully one individual decided that he wanted to confess, realised that what he was doing was wrong, and that led to the unravelling of this.
Yeah, but if we relied on the I don't know, the conscience of a criminal to identify himself to the law or to the authorities in order for things to be sorted out, would be in a really dark place, wouldn't we?
Well, it's a testament to the National Crime Agency. They've obviously put a huge amount of work into this, and have traced links throughout the country and brought these men to trial. Without the digital evidence, I'm sure it would have been very hard to convict them, because you've been relying on the oral evidence of one against another. So, yes, it's difficult to know what to say. no doubt members of the public would say that no sentence of imprisonment is enough and that something far more severe should be done. But obviously, we're limited by the sentences that the law can impose.